This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Which one are you taking right now?
I mean, I've got to do the evaluations if I'm the coach, but as me as a fan, I think Mike Kell's going to be more of the edge rusher, but they're both guys that we said yesterday, they function and do so much, and there has to do so much in Kirby's defense, but are they going to be a double-digit sack person? Are they going to be dropped? Because they might be the perfect, either one might be the perfect fit for the way Ulbrich's going to use them. Dropping back, you know, Walker can cover guys, you know, out of the backfield. There's all these things these guys can do when maybe we're, as you said yesterday, you and I are looking at the wrong players. We know we want Georgia. We've passed on so many Georgia players. We're looking at the Eagles. But are these the guys that we need to be the dogs that can be the Falcons? Are they specific hand in the dirt? That's going to be my guy for a decade to go get 10 sacks every year.
And that's the thing. It's a valid point. It really is. Like, we're also caught up in, you can't pass up on a dog.
Right.
Well, you can if that is not the fit. And that's hard for any of us to swallow because you go, wait a minute, while everybody else is making these guys work. That's part of the evaluation.
I mean, I kind of had my fair share of Falcon players that are drafted and described as guys that can do everything but don't do one specific thing.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Jalen Walker talking about his teammates.
Nolan Smith was my older brother. Him being that leader of that team for the Georgia defense in 2022 meant everything for me. So his guidance and his mentoring throughout the years was great for me, and I really appreciate him very much.
I think.
Yeah, me and Brock, I mean, crazy enough, me and Brock had class together. So we would drive back. I would drive me and him, drive back to the facility together. And I mean, he's a great guy, great individual, just not on the football field, but as a person.
He's talking about Brock because they were talking about the Raiders. The Raiders picked sixth in this draft. They're saying, is that a possibility? Listen, I think Jalen right now may go before Michael just because he can do so much more.
Right.
He offers you more to put him on the field in different situations. To your point about Michael, hey, come off the edge. Let's get the quarterback. Pin your ears back. All right, he's great at that, but can he do all the other stuff that Jalen does? I think Jalen goes first, and I would take him probably before I would Michael.
A guy asked me today, hi to Rick, by the way, and his son, little Rick, two Rickies. Big listeners, by the way, they're from Fairburn. Saw them at Publix. But they were saying, do you think, because they heard our conversation yesterday, do you think that we may go defensive tackle because they feel they've got edge rushers in the building, we just haven't seen them? You know, with Dorless and Trice.
Which correct.
Now, that's a hell of a... Then you really loved your evaluation a year ago, but the fans just haven't had a chance to see. And again, if that works, kiss Terry's butt in the county square, man. I'm down with it. We just want to find some way to get these guys on the ground, but it makes Grady more effective if we get some big stud, you know, prototypical monster defensive tackle in that three technique.
Yeah, that's the part that we don't know. And I feel like you're getting a bunch of guys back that you can't tell me whether or not they can they can play.
It's if.
Here's Malachi Starks, guys, considered to be the best safety in this class. He says, look, what about coming to the Falcons? Listen to this.
I mean, that'd be awesome. I get to stay home. But, you know, I watched them growing up, and, you know, they got great history there. So just being able to, you know, I just want to get my foot in the door anywhere.
Now, here's a scenario, and you're going, why would we take Starks and not, you know, take one of these edge rushers? Well, if we trade the pick.
Move back.
And we move back. I think he's going to be there. And this is where you get in the potential of what Mike's been talking about. Like, okay, some of these guys, most of the guys we're talking about are gone, but you still have a chance to get the best safety in this class you do it. How far back are we going? I don't know. Let's say we move back 10.
Right.
Let's say we're at 25.
Bucky Brooks has him going to 27 with the Ravens.
So that's the scenario with Malachi that you go, all right, you improve your defense by getting, you know, a safety help, and then you turn back around in the second round, Mike, and then you see what's left as far as the draft, as far as the edge rushers, and maybe you address that. But that's a scenario. That's if they trade the pick. I do not think you take him at 15, but I do think you take him later in the first round. What about Dan Quinn talking about how this year feels different? This is DQ, the coach of the Commanders. We're familiar with him. Obviously, I think they're picking 29th based on the playoff run, but this is DQ.
What's up, everybody? I'm glad to see you guys. And last year, standing here, I didn't know what I didn't know about our team. And the most important thing that I know now, that's the definition of a commander. And that makes this week even more purposeful in a lot of ways, because now that Adam and I aren't just picturing it, we've actually seen it. And that's a really big deal. So
there you go.
You're damn right it is.
Adam Peters is the GM Peters of the Commanders. And now I know what
Commander
looks. Matter of fact, before we begin this press conference, let's get a column of twos, do some jumping jacks. One, two, three. Now, look, we love Dan, and as we said yesterday when that Players Association poll came out, he's the number one coach that guys want to play for. So, I mean, as you said, I think what was your line yesterday? I said it when you were off going to do TV. I said, you said it was like a bad marriage at the end.
It is.
But, you know, but guys love him. Guys love playing for Coach Ra. You just got to get the results, man.
Luther Burton, Turtle, that's where he's going to go. Mm. They're going to get some weapons for Jaden Daniels. You got T on one side.
You imagine that?
You got Luther on the other. That's where he's going
to clutch. Was it Jonathan Allen they're allowing to leave?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another guy that'll have to go
trade,
at least explore a trade. Same thing goes for Debo, by the way, with the 49ers. That was the story yesterday.
All right, let's hear John Harbaugh. This is all stuff out of the combine, guys. Mike's got guy talk on the way and also more in the Falcon Report as we will dive into our general manager. It is a conversation you don't want to miss in 30 minutes. Here's Harbaugh talking about wanting what kind of guys that he wants and he's looking at the combine.
He talked about these meetings. Do you know immediately, or how do you know if a guy is a Harbaugh type guy?
It's not a Harbaugh guy. It's a football guy. You know, I mean, how can you tell? You can some, you know, in the interactions. I mean, some guys are just, you can just tell that they're them, you know, they're not trying to bull crap you, you know, and mainly they just, you know, you look at the tape, you know, I mean, what you do speaks so loudly that we don't even have to hear what you say. And the reports that they get from the, you know, from their coach at the school. I mean, you know, just how do we know? I mean, you talk about our culture. You were there. I mean,
fantastic.
You were there. You were there in the weight room.
Your culture is fantastic.
Okay.
Football guys. I think he's right. I think sometimes you just know. Look, here's what's funny about like last year. We just heard, you know, Malachi Starks talk about Brock Bowers. There were a lot of people around the country who didn't see Brock consistently like we did. And they were like, is this dude really that good? And then you see what he did with the Raiders with a bum quarterback and an offensive line that was weak sauce. Like, there were some guys, and Brock didn't say anything. He didn't hardly speak, Mike. And remember, people were turned off. Some were turned off. Teams were turned off by the fact that he didn't talk a whole lot.
We had that story after the combine. I'm like, really? I said to Carl last year, what, do you want to spin plates while he's interviewing you?
He's a player.
The guy's a rock star, for crying out loud. He's a head-down football player, man.
Yeah. So that's the kind of stuff I think Harbaugh's talking about. Like, either you know or you don't. And I think everybody, that's just a prime example and a recent example. All right, guys, we got more to get to. 404-726-0929. But as we take a look and continue to hear things, I think one of the main things that we got to take away from today, and that is Zach Klein, who stopped by, WSB. Sports director talking about Pitts. He still believes there is a chance that he could still be traded. And I agree with him. I don't think that's out of the question. It's just a matter of who's going to partner up with you to do it. The other thing he said to us today in that interview was Grady doesn't want to go anywhere and the Falcons don't want him to go anywhere. So that means, Mike, a restructured deal.
Right. I don't want him to go anywhere if the price is right. I just, you know, the point I've been sticking to is our defensive line doesn't get pressure on the quarterback. How do you fix that? How do you address it? And why would anybody be irreplaceable or you say, I can't move on? Despite the fact, yes, I get the heart and soul of it, and you don't get better when you lose a guy like that. But when you haven't been in the playoffs for 7 years, it doesn't matter anymore. It just doesn't. I mean, that's just me. Call me cold-hearted, say that I'm just detached.
Just want to win, man.
But you haven't been in the playoffs in 7 years. No. There's not anybody you say, I can't live in a world without him.
No, we just want to win. And here's the crazy thing. Again, I said this to you guys the other day. We all just assume, and I do think Grady wants to be here. Listen, there is nothing like spending your entire career, if possible, with one team and his lineage to the team with, you know, who his dad is and all of that. But the fact is this, Mike. We don't know if he's like, bro.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm tired.
I'd like to go win something.
Yeah, it's been an exhausting 8 or 9 years. Like, I'm ready to go somewhere else and try this, and I can still play at a high level. We don't know if he doesn't feel that way. So we're all just assuming, like, he's begging to come back. What if Grady's like, look, what have y'all really done to improve this thing over the last 4 years?
Right, and that's what I said earlier. I mean, when you don't have anything going for you, why does one guy become, oh, that's the guy? I mean, guys, before you say, don't you dare play that soundbite, Orin. What I'm saying is, it's not his fault that they drafted the wrong guys. It's not his fault they hired the wrong coaches. It's not his fault they had terrible quarterback play. But at the end of the day, he's a big cap hit on a bad defense.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.